A man from Mountain Home was killed when he was hit by a vehicle in Searcy County. The Arkansas State Police report that 82-year-old Thomas Tannen was walking on Highway 65 in St. Joe when he was struck by a vehicle. The Arkansas State Police responded to the incident and reported that the next of kin has been notified. Charges have been dropped against a man accused in a double homicide in Fulton County. Jacob Smith was accused of killing Tanya and Ashley Stallings and Agnes in October of 2025. Smith was found dead in his cell in Greene County in November. The prosecuting attorney's office requests that the case be closed. The United States Postal Service intercepted illegal control substances sent through the mail. A federal search warrant obtained by the USPS inspector was issued for a residence within the city limits of Norwood in Wright County. Because of the location inside Wright County, federal investigators requested assistance from the Wright County Sheriff's Office. After evaluating the circumstances, the offices provided support to ensure the warrant was served safely. Due to the nature of the warrant, the Wright County Special Operations Group was deployed. Assistance in the incident was provided by the Ava Police Department, Springfield Police Department, and Douglas County Sheriff's Office. An inmate in Izard County faces charges after allegedly assaulting Sheriff's Department's personnel. 30-year-old Darren Burton is charged with 3 counts of first-degree assault, 2 counts of impairing the operation of a vital public facility, 2 counts of first-degree criminal mischief, second-degree criminal attempt to escape, and second-degree battery. A woman from Jonesboro was arrested in Sharp County on drug charges. 66-year-old Terry Straver is charged with possession of a controlled substance with a purpose to deliver meth or cocaine and possession of a Schedule 4 controlled substance. Her bond was set at $7,500. Straver was given a March 23rd court date. A man from Springfield was arrested in Howe County. The Missouri State Highway Patrol reports that 32-year-old John Ahrens was arrested on a felony failure to appear warrant out of Adams County, Illinois, and patrol charges for being a felony fugitive from out of state, possession of a controlled substance, unlawful possession of drug paraphernalia, no insurance, and no seatbelt. He was taken to Howe County Jail. A Salem, Arkansas man was arrested Friday afternoon in Howe County on a warrant issued by West Plains Police Department. According to the Missouri State Highway Patrol online arrest report, 22-year-old Braxton Ressler was taken into custody on February 13th. The report states Ressler was arrested on a West Plains Police Department warrant for failure to appear. The original charges include driving while intoxicated, operating a vehicle in a careless and imprudent manner, no driver's license, failure to operate a vehicle on the right half of the roadway, and failure to register a motor vehicle. He was taken to the West Plains Police Department. A Willow Springs woman was injured in an accident east of Kabul. The highway patrol reports the 55-year-old woman suffered serious injuries when the vehicle that she was in ran off the road, hit a fence and a tree. The woman was taken to Texas County Memorial Hospital. The accident happened on Highway J, 10 miles east of Kabul. A man from Wasola was injured in an accident in Douglas County. The highway patrol says the 23-year-old man suffered serious injuries when he ran off the road, struck a culvert, and overturned the vehicle he was driving. The accident happened on Highway AF, 8 miles southeast of Ava. The man was taken to Cox South in Springfield. A two-vehicle crash Friday evening in Howe County sent one man to the hospital with minor injuries. The highway patrol reports the accident occurred on Friday at 5 p.m. at the intersection of U.S. 63 and Missouri Route ZZ in West Plains. According to the report, a vehicle driven by a 61-year-old West Plains man was eastbound when it pulled into the path of a southbound pickup driven by a 65-year-old West Plains man. The pickup struck the vehicle, and the 61-year-old driver of that vehicle sustained minor injuries and was taken to Ozarks Healthcare. The driver of the pickup was not injured. The accident remains under the investigation of Troop G of the Missouri State Highway Patrol.